And he said, our days where we were at the lowest ebb, that coincides with the time in which our amal and our conduct and our character was at its lowest. This is the normal pattern of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that we got to learn even from this aspect, from this whole situation. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in ahsantum ahsantum li anfusikum. If you do good, Allah's reward will come and your good would be for your own benefit. Wa in asa'tum falaha. If you do evil, it doesn't harm Allah, it comes back to harm and haunt you. Right? Then again, they went back to the evil ways. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention with regard to this, that فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ وَلِيَدْخُلُ الْمَسْجِدْ كَمَا دَخَلُهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ. Now when did this happen? This happened after Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. I will make mention with regard to that after making mention with regard to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Just before Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Romans conquered Jerusalem, and in 63 before Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Herod, the ruler of the Romans, or in charge, when put in charge of Al-Quds by the Romans, extended the Masjid Al-Aqsa. Bani Israel at that time were the chosen people of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he extended this, the Masjid Al-Aqsa, that was a time of great prosperity for them. And that is why from time to time you will see in their writings the Temple of Herod being made mentioned in Jewish writings. As Isa alayhi salatu wasalam again, this was, you know, the miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, it takes place close to Masjid Al-Aqsa. It takes place close to Masjid Al-Aqsa. And of course, when Hazrat Maryam, parents, they made a vow at the time of conception. إِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ إِمْرَانَ رَبِّ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. Oh Allah, whatever child that is going to be born, we dedicate it in your path. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعَتُهَا أُنْثَى. And when the child was born as a female, they expressed regret saying, if the child was a male, perhaps it would have served the deen greater. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what they gave birth to, what the parents of the mother of the Muslim Maryam alayhi salam gave birth to. وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. Look at the beauty of the Holy Quran. Allah Ta'ala says that the son, the male son that they desired, could not have been equal to the female daughter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them. Because this daughter was to become a manifestation of one of the great miracles of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala makes mention of in Surah Maryam, وَذْكُرُ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ إِذِ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا. When she took refuge on the eastern side of Masjid Al-Aqsa. So she was put into the service by her parents into Masjid Al-Aqsa. Then from Masjid Al-Aqsa, then of course the whole incident with regard to her miraculous birth, and of course when the time of conception took place in a very short span of time, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to her that she must go on the outskirts of Jerusalem and Al-Quds. And that particular outskirts happened to be what is today known as Bethlehem, or according to how Arabic it is said, Bayt al-Laham. There where she gave birth miraculously to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. It was here that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam taught the message of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was here that he ascended to the heavens. In Tafsir Azizi, Hazrat Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddith Delwi rahmatullah alayhi makes mention of an incident, and he says that Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala, one of the wives of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after the demise of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, visited Al-Quds, and she went to one of the mountains and said, it is from this place that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was taken up by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards the heavens. Right? Now this, after Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the second punishment upon Bani Israel came in the form of Titus. This is one interpretation. I heard from one alim in the Middle East one day saying that no, the second interpretation and the second punishment is still to come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But according to many, Mufti Shafizab rahmatullah alayhi has made mention that the second punishment, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ, when the second punishment come, a Roman king by the name of Titus, he once again came into Jerusalem, لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ, he disfigured the faces of Bani Israel. وَلِيَدْخُلُ الْمَسْجِدِ, He entered the masjid. Masjid here refers to Masjid Aqsa. Kama dakhaluhu awwala marra, the way he, the first time, the Masjid Aqsa was defiled and its sanctity violated by a tyrant. It was once again violated by this particular tyrant, Titus. Now, one important point that we learn from here is, you see, with every privilege comes a commensurate responsibility. The Bani Israel were the favored and chosen people of Almighty Allah Ta'ala at that time. Allah makes mention of it many places in the Quran. Ya Bani Israel, udhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum. Recall Allah's favors upon you that He granted you superiority over all other people. But they did not bear and fulfill the responsibility that comes with that privilege. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withdrew His privilege from them. Allah withdrew His privilege from them. It's a great lesson for you and I, my dear respected brothers. Allah has also granted us a privilege. He has been part of the khayr ummat. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. But with that particular privilege comes a commensurate responsibility. May Allah forbid that if we do not fulfill that responsibility of enjoining the good and preventing the evil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah forbid, must not withdraw His privilege away from us. The way Allah ta'ala warns in many places in the Holy Quran, if you do not fulfill the commands of Allah, Allah will get another nation to fulfill it, and it will not harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least. And every privilege comes with a responsibility. Today we are very quick to take the privilege, but we don't want to take the responsibility. We are very quick to say we are the ummah of the last prophet of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't want to bear the responsibility that comes with that privilege. Sometimes learned people want the privilege that comes with regard to learning, the respect, etc. that comes, but they are not prepared to bear the responsibility that comes with that privilege. And many a times, even wealthy people, they like the perks that come with the wealth. They don't want to bear the responsibility that comes with the privilege of wealth. And many people will say, what are you talking about? Look at this ayat in the Holy Quran, in the 15th supara of the Holy Quran. وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَ فِيهَا فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلِ. When Allah wants to destroy a nation, when Allah wants to destroy a nation, the first signs of the destruction of that nation is the wealthy people whom Allah had granted His favors. Allah expects them to be grateful to Allah's favors. But instead of being grateful, they become transgressors. Then it is a sign of Allah's punishment coming upon a nation. So with every particular privilege comes a responsibility. We are quick to grab the privilege. We don't want to bear that responsibility. What's a great lesson we learn with regard to this? After this, of course, that Masjid Aqsa, it remained in ruins and remains in a desolate state until the coming of Islam. And the coming of Islam breathed new life into the blessedness of this place. It gave it its proper perspective. But before making mention of this, one important point that I need to clarify. Many people will say, you are talking of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, Arami alayhi salatu wasalam, all of that. But many a times we feel, those things are, well, we understand it's true, it's very important, but those are not our prophets, aliyadhu billah. Sometimes people might say that. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is the prophet of Judaism. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is of that of Christianity. This is one of the greatest mistakes that we can ever make. Because we as the Muslim ummah, the followers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, are the true heirs of the teachings of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. We are the true. We are more closer to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam than what the Jews are. And wallah, we are more closer to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam than what the Christians are or what will they ever be. Because we have taken the proper teachings of those prophets and we have been able to bring that into our teachings and to inshallah propagate it. That is why when Nabi Karim SAW was told when he came to Medina Sharif that the Jews are fasting because Allah delivered Musa alayhi salatu wasalam from the tyranny of Fir'aun. What did Nabi Karim SAW said? We are more worthy of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam than what they are. Never mind, they fasting, we will fast for 2 days. And when the debate came about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that who is, what religion does Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam follow? Allah didn't say that the way many times you and I will say, that is another prophet, is not our prophet. What did Allah Ta'ala says? ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam is not a Yahudi, he is not a Nasrani, he is not a Jew or a Christian, but he is a kana hanifa muslima, he is a Muslim, the one who submits to the will of Almighty Allah. That is why we find in the Quran sympathetically relates the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam for us to take lessons. The Quran, when many a times the Bible, it cast aspersions and allegations against the noble conduct and character of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The Bible, aliyadu billah, refers immorality to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. The Quran, we as Muslims, we said that is not true.